This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, Julie, this mission was in direct response to that intercontinental ballistic launch by North Korea on Monday. And this morning, two U.S. Air Force B-1 bombers with South Korean fighter jet escorts flew near the Korean demilitarized zone to conduct what would be a simulated attack on North Korea. The bombers, which can each carry 84 500-pound bombs, practiced attack runs during the mission by dropping inactive weapons on targets in an isolated area of South Korea near a shared U.S.-Korean base. The intended message of the mission was clear, though, in a statement released by the commander of U.S. Air Forces in the Pacific saying, quote, North Korea's actions are a threat to our allies, partners, and homeland. Let me be clear. If called upon, we are trained, equipped, and ready to unleash the full lethal capability of our allied air forces. While the U.S. is showing that it is prepared to take military action against North Korea, Secretary of Defense James Mattis made it clear yesterday that diplomatic efforts are still the focus of U.S. leaders.
This is a diplomatically led international effort to stop a worldwide threat that they are bringing to bear. So it is led by diplomacy right now. There are United Nations efforts underway, as you're aware, certainly our Secretary of State. And we also see economic aspects to the diplomatic effort to divert them from this wrong path.
Today's mission is the second show of force by the U.S. military since North Korea's missile launch on Monday. And U.S. defense officials tell us they are now also planning to conduct tests of the THAAD missile defense system at the Pacific Spaceport in Kodiak, Alaska. Now, that system would shoot down any short and medium range missiles that were headed for the United States.
Chuckle just a bit. I mean, this is a very serious issue, but, you know, the comedy of this, if you can find some, was North Korea's response. They said this is rather provocative, that they saw this as provocation. Didn't they send some missiles? You know, aren't they demonstrating that they're, you know, launching, you know, and developing an ICBM, you know, component here? They're on track and it seems to be on a fast track to become nuclearized, you know, with the help from China, as Carl Gallup was saying just a moment ago. You know, that's not slowing down. Also, the other thing, too, to keep in mind, you know, after President Xi was at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump, you know, I guess maybe there wasn't enough dessert there because it seemed like they were having a couple of kumbaya moments, even at the G20, that there was some cooperation. You know, at one point, supposedly the Chinese had turned away, you know, about, I don't know, what was it, $17,000, $20,000, less than $20,000 worth of coal, you know, kind of just to make a, you know, casual statement that, you know, to the United States and the rest of us that, okay, they're in, they're trying to help out, but, you know, what's $20,000? And then you find out the first quarter trade was actually increased over the previous year by 40%. So much for, you know, Chinese cooperation. But Donald Trump wasn't fooled by this. He said early on, if you'll recall, he says, even if the Chinese do not help us, we hope they will. But if they don't, you know, we're still moving forward. And so the conversations with the international community, what Nikki Haley is doing is that our ambassador at the UN is keeping the light on these threats and this aggressive movement by North Korea. Meanwhile, as General Mattis said to say, is that, you know, we're just being prepared. You know, we're not doing anything to get them too skittish, but we want them to know beforehand. Maybe a little bit like Saddam Hussein. Yeah, he didn't quite understand what was happening, but meanwhile, he wanted to keep talking a big game until, look at it, caused his demise and his family's demise because he didn't want to cooperate here. So we'll see what happens as we continue to keep an eye on what's going on with North Korea. that's quite interesting here that they're talking about uniting both Koreas. What do you think about that? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is still our mission, to get this country back on track to where, you know, all the money that's being spent on behalf of the people can be most effective. As we're off track, you've got to know we lose power, and by power, I mean force of the investments that we make on behalf of this country. I'm talking about the tax money that we invest in our government, and, you know, this is what many Americans are complaining. Everywhere I go, they're going, look at this. This country has been brought to a grinding slowdown and obstructionism at every turn here. And it's very frustrating for we the people that want to see our country operating. We want Democrats and Republicans to get together. We want them talking about the major issues that we're concerned about, tax reform and health care. With us right now is the former lieutenant governor from Florida, best-selling author, title of her book, When You Get There. She was in the Florida State Legislature for over 7 years and a small business owner and a vet, a former Navy veteran, and a former executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. Jennifer Carroll is back with us. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Bill. How are things going?
Hey, it's going great. A couple of days after, you know, the 4th of July, our 241st birthday, a great celebration. And I say, let's get the momentum and the, you know, the feelings that we enjoyed for a moment. And let's carry those forward and make a difference, not only in our country, but around the world.
You know, this is one thing that I find really interesting and fascinating, that when the holidays come, whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Independence Day, we get all hyped up just for that moment, and then we forget the next day that we have a sovereign nation that we ought to be proud of all the time. When I travel overseas and I see the nationalists, that the nationalist feelings that is in Turkey or China, anywhere else, every day they're proud of their nation. Every day they're singing the national anthem with pride. Even the youngest of young that I see really stand tall at attention when their national anthem is playing. And you know, I go to a football game here. Some people have their hands on their hearts. Some people don't salute the flag when it comes by. And it just seems that we get so complacent and forget the true freedoms and liberties that we really have in this country and who made those things possible, our strong, fighting, fearless men and women that have served over time for our military to stay strong.
Well, Jennifer, you bring up an important point here. I mean, we've had presidents of the United States that somehow have not been educated. I mean, educated and made aware of what they're supposed to do. You know, that hands are to the side when their hands should be over their heart. You know, and this is a poor example. I mean, it says that our culture has missed something in translation here, that somehow this is not being passed down. Go ahead.
It goes to our school.
Yeah.
When we took out civic education from our schools and we want to be revisionist with our history, you cannot change what happened in the past. What you could do is embrace that knowledge, and if you don't like what happened in the past, do things better so that our future could be even better and brighter. But when we gloss over what has happened in the past, and or we don't want to share the history with our young children, and we want to take all of the things that have made this country what it is in our civics education from our leaders and our lessons learned, mm-hmm. then we have a lost generation that we're seeing now in the millennials and our younger generation.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I mean, we've got football players that have made a lot of money that refuse to stand because they're defiant for what they believe America represents. And I think what they have in their mind is a misrepresentation of this country. I mean, you have to abandon a lot of our great history to believe that America has been deleterious to its citizens and to its and to the world at large when there are so many things. I mean, I'm not claiming by any iota, and you're not either, that we are a perfect country. But I think comparatively, we're a pretty darn good country.
Well, absolutely. And for those people that want to continuously bash this country, first of all, there's no nation, no country that is so perfect that they don't have their scars. That's number one. Number two, for those people, they have not truly traveled to other countries to experience cultures and the lack of opportunities that they have there. Number three, I don't see a whole bunch of people clamoring to leave the United States to go live somewhere else. As a matter of fact, when they go somewhere else, mm-hmm. they want to hurry back to come home. When I was in the military going on deployment 6 months at a time to foreign lands, I kissed the ground of the United States when I came back. And I'm an immigrant to this country. Mm-hmm. And my parents and I, we were assimilated into this country, and I chose to represent my country in the United States military. But a lot of people have never left the shores, have never left our borders to really see and appreciate what they do have here in this country.
Well, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you a question, and if it's unfair, that's okay, only because you're former military and you would understand this. But one question that comes up, people have noticed that the U.S. flag is reversed when it's on an arm patch of the U.S. military. Can you explain why it's reversed?
It goes in when you're looking at it, if it's your eyes.
Yes.
So if you're looking at it, it may look reversed, but then the person's looking at it, doesn't look reversed.
Well,
it's kind of like seeing something out of your rearview mirror.
Right. A little bit of that, and then also they say that it's because of the way the flag sits on, because the idea is that the U.S. flag dips for no man or king. Tim Marshall, the author of Worth Dying For, The Power and Politics of Flag, explains why American flags are reversed on military uniforms. And he says that certainly comes up quite a bit when they see that it's reversed. And he brings to mind, first of all, that if you notice in the Olympic ceremonies, the American flag is the only one that doesn't dip to the head of state of the host country.
And it should not either.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not a mark of disrespect to them. It's a mark of respect for the American flag. Now, for those of us who fought to defend the flag, it is grievous when we're at a sporting event, like you say, and people are moving around and disrespectful when the national anthem is played or when the colors are brought out. That is a time to draw pause. We draw pause because of what it represents, the people that paid the ultimate price, the rich history that we've been so blessed with. It's all in its totality. But if you do not have any skin in the game and you haven't participated, you miss out on the richness of the tradition, the culture, and the meaning behind the flag, don't you?
Well, absolutely. Let me go back to the uniform to share with you. So when the flag, the stars of the flag faces forward, mm-hmm. so it may appear reversed to, again, the eye of the person looking at it, but it's so that the flag is flown to the right. If you notice when a stand of the flags is put on a podium, the U.S. flag is always flown to the right of the person standing on the podium.
Exactly.
I just want to share that. Also, too, and I frequent a lot of games because my son is a professional NFL player, mm-hmm. and it really boggles and it tugs at my heart when I see people talking and being disrespectful during that it's a brief moment for the national anthem and when it's played, and to just take that pause to appreciate your country's national anthem, that flag that's flying for freedom, that flag that many have borne the scars and have lost their lives to protect. And then again, comparing that to when I go overseas and I see how from the smallest of children will stand at attention and recite the national anthem.
Jennifer, Carol, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, you're talking, we're listening, and meanwhile, we're also pursuing the truth, because it's one thing to have an opinion,
But obviously, I think you would agree it's better to have the truth behind that, because in the absence of fact or truth, opinion rules. We got a lot of opinion flying around. That's okay. It's a good exercise to have. But at the end of the day, if we're going to solve anything, we want to do it based on the fact. I believe you would agree with that. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we're back with Jennifer Carroll, former lieutenant governor of Florida, best-selling author, When You Get There, the proud mother of an NFL player who now was in Philadelphia, now with the Cowboys, America's team in Dallas. So she's going to be traveling to Texas a lot more these days, right, Jennifer?
That's right. The Lone Star State is going to see good victory this year.
Well, good fun. Hey, I want to get your response to Kim Jong-un up in the ante, fires off an ICBM that, conceivably could strike a lot of areas here in the mainland United States of America, and you can sense that the Trump administration is not messing around anymore. I think we've ridden the hope of China being able to help out here. The international community, Nikki Haley, to her credit, brought it to point yesterday. But something's around the corner, and I think we're beyond a serious spot here now.
Well, the problem that we're experiencing in North Korea right now is that the sanctions was about to break North Korea about 10 years ago. And under President Obama, he laxed those sanctions. So North Korea has found themselves more in an economically secure position. They're not really relying on China that much. So with their developed world that they're in, Kim Jong-un is stealing his oats. And since he's been able to have his way for the past 8 years under President Obama, he's pushing the envelope. So sanctions is really not going to be the way to go for the U.S. and its allies at this time. What the U.S. and its allies really need to do is wrap up their imagery, their electronic intelligence. And I'm surprised I'm not hearing anyone talking about disrupting their flow of supply. Mm-hmm. Because in order for them to develop their ICBMs to the next level, they need to get other supplies for building these munitions. Where are they getting it from? Is it from Iraq? Is it from China? Is it from Russia? And
right.
Imagery and intelligence, satellite intelligence, will be able to give us that information. The bad thing that we don't have diplomatic relations in North Korea, and Kim Jong-un is very close-knit with the people that he would let have knowledge about what he's doing. So our human asset is lacking in North Korea. So we have to rely on those electronic intelligence. So if we can disrupt their supply, we can disrupt his ability to further arm himself with nuclear weapons. Additionally, this last missile that they launch, we don't even know if it will be able to carry a warhead. Mm. There's one thing launching at the weight that it's launching, but if you put a warhead on that, how far would the trajectory be?
Exactly. Well, a lot is up in the air, as they say, so to speak, on this whole situation. And you look for ground intelligence, the DMZ right there keeping an eye on this. From what I understand, the eyes of the Pentagon was all over this. They saw them prepping. They knew it was coming, and they could see it unfold. And, of course, the question was, where was the Pentagon? Why didn't they shoot it down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, too, we have the capability to intercept these ICBMs. I mean, we're not going to, President Trump is not going to say, expose all of our secrets of what we can do to defend ourselves, but let's not get complacent here because we never know when these guys are going to get so crazy they really want to test us. But if you see things happening and you see the supply chain of the parts and pieces that's coming in to manufacture these missiles, then you need to backtrack and stop that flow of supply, intercept those supply, that supply chain, so that they don't have the capability to do that.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's got to be choked off. I mean, a bit of this, Jennifer, that I've been watchful of and concerned a bit is that is this Iraq 2.0? Saddam Hussein was beating his chest, claiming to have weapons of mass destruction. Of course, it was actually demonstrated with what he did with the Kurds. He led the international community to believe the UN sanctions. I mean, how many UN sanctions were approved, but not followed up on very well, to leave the United States no other recourse but to come in and invade Iraq?
And that will be a problem for President Trump, particularly if he goes it alone. Mm-hmm. And if we do something that really kill people, mm-hmm. if we had some sort of attack on North Korea and we go it alone, can you imagine the liberal left, how they're going to react and respond to something like that? They're going to call them all warmonger, killing innocent children and women, and it's just going to be a total mess. So the president cannot go it alone. It has to be strategic, whereby we can try to do something without having an attack to North Korea. And again, choking off the supply chain would be the best way to go. Figure in the past few years, North Korea has developed about 3 or 4 types of new missiles.
Exactly.
So they're getting material to create these new weapons, mm-hmm. and they're going to perfect it. It's just a matter of time. So we need to stop them before they get a chance to perfect it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Great insight on that, Jennifer Carroll. Let me ask you about voter fraud. As Lieutenant Governor, you were sensitive about voter fraud here in the state of Florida, and now we have a President's Commission on Voter Fraud, which I think is worthwhile. I think more so than this special counsel that we have right now chasing a crime that hasn't been made, and it's like a fishing expedition right now that seems to be taking place at the people's expense. I mean, lots of money invested in this deal, but I'm saying, let's have a commission. If anything, I was hoping that the special commission would be looking at voter fraud in large, even though you have a former president, a former attorney general, and Eric Holder saying voter fraud doesn't exist whatsoever in America. And I say, well, if that's the case, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if it doesn't exist?
Well, we haven't prosecuted enough people, but some people have been prosecuted. But when those prosecutions occur, you very seldom hear about it in the news. It's just a blip. So they kind of mask that these activities occur. But it happened when I ran for Congress in the 2000 election. I had precincts that were over 110% voter turnout. And that was during a dimple and hanging Chad moment.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you have 110% voter turnout when we can barely bring out 17 to 20% voter turnout?
Mm-hmm.
So Okay.
Yeah, and you were talking about, we were talking off air about where you grew up in Trinidad and what they do to honor the vote. And the response is, leads you to believe that the people of Trinidad respect the vote, and this is why they come out in large numbers. I mean, they dwarf what America does in terms of voting participation.
Well, consistently, the voter turnout in Trinidad is over 80%. And many of these people have to walk a great distance to go to the polls. There's no voting absentee. There's no voting early voting. There's one day to vote and no transportation to take them to the polls if they don't have transportation themselves. And there's no provisional ballot that they have to provide either that they can do on election day. Additionally, in order to get your voter registration, they send out a verifier to the person's address. Anyone registers to vote to the person's address to find out from neighbors if that person in fact lives there. Could you imagine if we did that in this state?
Oh, wow.
In this country?
Yeah, you imagine the people. And the thing is that when they realize that government, that leadership is respecting the vote and they're going to this extreme, then when they move and they want to make sure that they're registered, right? So they're proactive. They're taking, oh gosh, what a novel concept here in America. It's called self-responsibility, huh?
Amen to that. One man, one vote.
Yes, amen. Well, Jennifer Carroll has been with us, best-selling author. When You Get There, the book available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
And also on my website at jennifercarroll.com.
Former Lieutenant Governor, the 18th Lieutenant Governor of the proud state of Florida, and she was in the state legislature for 7 years. A small business owner herself, former Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and a Navy veteran and a proud citizen of the United States that celebrated our 241st birthday a couple of days ago. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy birthday to America. God bless America. Amen. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
I'll tell you, this country has been so blessed, and we're so grateful for God to his many blessings. I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Bryden Ross joins us now. He is the Vice President of State Affairs, leading the Consumer Energy Alliance State Affairs Policy and Advocacy Work. Bryden, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Hey, I want to talk a bit about, you know, we know that 4th of July weekend, here and gone, Historic gas prices, number of motorists were on the road taking advantage of the cheap gas that was out there. What are we looking at for the summer months ahead here?
Yeah, that's, you know, I can tell you what we're looking at really is a positive price environment for motorists and families and people who are just want to get on the open road. You know, it's hard to predict long-term what we're going to see from gas prices, but boy, right now we're in a historically low environment for this time of year. And if you think about where we were in the bad old days in 2008, in around this time in July, we're at $4.11.
Exactly.
July 2008. Mm-hmm. We're 226 now nationwide.
Yeah. I know that is amazing. We had a little bit of a bump in Florida. I know this is where I'm based out of, and I got noticed on that we got a little bit of a bump here. But by and large, as you say, 228, a historic low, you know, average. Is that what 228 or 226 is where we're at right now?
I think that what AAA is saying 226 today, and that could be a little off, maybe a fraction of a penny here or there. But yeah, they're saying 226 for today.
Okay, so why are gas prices continuing to drop? I got to say, on one hand, you know, I was born and raised in California, and California was going nuts. They saw those cheap prices and said, okay, we better hang a tax on it because we can't run this government right, so we need extra money. So they put it back on the people at the gas pumps. But
if they're looking at California, I think they're paying about 80 or 90 cents more a gallon than people in Florida, right?
Yeah, it is crazy. When I go back there, it's a shock to me. Because I'm paying about $2.12 here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and then I go across the country, and that's not bad enough. I this next trip I'll be in California, and then I'm going to Hawaii. So, I've been setting money aside just to handle the gas situation, you know.
That's right. I can tell you, we're doing some quick math before we started today, and if you just averaged out what you'd be saving per fill up. Say you're filling up a sedan, 15 gallons right now compared to what you were paying in 2008. It's about $28 a fill up.
Yeah.
But that's substantial money. If you're filling up every week and say that, you know, if you average that back now, what math times 52 weeks, I mean, it's $1,400 a year compared to what we were paying in the bad days when we were held hostage by folks overseas. Anytime there was a problem, you see gas prices bump up globally. Now, because of the energy revolution that's happened in this country from hydraulic fracturing and the great pipeline infrastructure that we have to get it to markets where we need it, consumers are saving a ton of money.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, when we talk about consumers, the ones that are happiest are the very poor, where this is just top line money. I mean, this just takes right from the top from them. And so now to have that ability, not to mention the hardworking truckers out there, what this means to them as well. I mean, so, inexpensive gas like we're experiencing right now is good for the economy. It's good all the way around. This in spite of, wasn't that long ago where we had a Secretary of the Treasury, if you recall, who said that, he didn't have a problem with America paying $8 for a gallon of gas.
Oof.
Thank God he's not around anymore, but he was, of course, he was being shuttled around in one of the people's limousine cars that we were paying for, you know, so.
Well, I can tell you, our members certainly appreciate where we are today and are glad we've got energy producers out there in this country providing the fuel we need to move our country around and help us grow.
Well, Brian, you know, you think now, gosh, I remember as a kid growing up, you always, you know, when you saw the beauty contestants, you know, they were vying for world peace and energy independence, all this good stuff. That was all part on their wish list. And here we are, for the first time in my lifetime, that we could not only be energy independent, but energy dominant.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what I was alluding to before, now the U.S. is the swing producer globally. So we've seen OPEC trying for about a year now to ramp down production to try and boost global prices. And when they think they're getting there, we've seen the shale revolution pick back up where that production level's off. We're able to fill that in domestically in the United States because we have a very lean, competitive energy industry in this country compared to a lot of these state-owned companies that we see overseas. And so they don't set policies based off government fiat and dictates. They based off market needs and demands. And so you're right. We are now energy exporters globally. And it's an amazing situation to be in compared to where we were just 8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah, not that long ago. Exactly. Yep. Bryden, what's the status of Keystone XL Pipeline?
Sure. So where we are now, there are still a few more state regulatory hearings in Nebraska. I believe they've got a couple more to do this summer, and then that permitting process should hopefully wrap up around September, and we should see a final decision from what's called the Public Service Commission there sometime in the fall. That's a very high-level way to look at it. So that's the last sort of state regulatory hurdle we're looking at, and the other states have approved the right-of-way for that project.
So we're talking fall of this year?
That's the expectation now from the state of Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many jobs are we talking about? Are we still talking thousands of jobs that the Keystone XL pipeline will deliver?
It would be, yes, sir. Yeah. So we've already done the southern leg, which is a very curious thing to see from the last administration, why the southern leg of that pipeline is okay, but not the northern leg. Mm-hmm. The southern leg is complete, but we still have, you know, of that 1,600-mile pipeline, you know, 800 or 900 miles to go. But, yeah, absolutely. You're looking at thousands of jobs from construction and all the other spinoff ancillary jobs you need, too, as well, from the other your service companies and local hoteliers, your restaurants. You think everything that goes into it, in addition to all the tax revenue that you get locally and from ad valorem as well.
What about the raw materials? President Trump had made a promise that this would be USA constructed, USA goods. What's the status of that?
Sure. Yeah, I know that was an executive order on Buy America for domestic steel to the extent practical for prospective projects going forward. A lot of the steel has already been purchased and bought for the project. It's sitting and waiting to go. A lot of that sourced domestically. Some has just been sourced globally, you know, to meet the spec. Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges we have here in the U.S. really is having enough of the graded steel that you need to build these projects. And so I know steel producers and pipeline companies are working together now that we've got a more forward-looking administration ready to put energy projects in the ground and move forward with them as opposed to delaying them endlessly with needless permitting reviews like
exactly.
We have in Keystone.
Well, the Obama administration did everything they could to block this, but did they make any purchase of steel out in the free market, or were they just sitting on this, and now we find ourselves in a scramble?
Sure. And so you mean the company?
Yes.
Yeah, they purchased the steel ahead of time. So they had that pipe ready to go. In fact, you know, there was Wellspun is a facility in Little Rock, Arkansas. We did an event with them a couple years ago, urging the administration to move forward because there was pipe sitting in their yard from Wellspun ready to go.
Right.
And it was a great example of, you know, domestic manufacturers ready to meet energy needs and demands for this country. They were just waiting on the administration to say yes.
Okay, well, they're, you know, of course, they're going to take advantage and talk about any of the pipeline that's not USA made. What do you think it is, an 80-20 type split, USA versus international?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay,
right now.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there because we got to wrap it up right now. Bryden Ross has been with us with the Consumer Energy Alliance. Bryden, thank you so much. Great insight. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average,
rate, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
During a historic gathering in Saudi Arabia, I called on the leaders of more than 50 Muslim nations to join together to drive out this menace which threatens all of humanity. We must stand united against these shared enemies to strip them of their territory and their funding and their networks, and any form of ideological support that they may have. While we will always welcome new citizens who share our values and love our people, our borders will always be closed to terrorism and extremism of any kind. We cannot accept those who reject our values and who use hatred to justify violence against the innocent.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Amazing that, I got to tell you, I agree with most of the pundits that this is probably one of the better speeches that the president has made to date. But yet you get people on the left, it's just amazing. It's a dark speech. You know, it promoted, I guess the white man or, you know, white supremacy or something. How do you go there? I mean, this is a little bit too bizarre for me, but, this is why we need Bob Waliszewski on to kind of bring some reason to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and kind of get us out of the bucket of gum of politics for just a moment so we can talk about some fun stuff.
Bob, of course, Focus on the Family's director of media and culture, also famous for being the director of Focus's plugged-in department. You want to be in the flow of the know and make sure your kids, your family is well protected, and you get a good heads up on what's being out there on the big screen. Go to pluggedin.com. All the information is out there. Robert, how are we doing?
Hi, Bill. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, and Spider-Man, Spider-Boy did really good, huh, as expected?
$117 million over the weekend.
Wow.
And probably even more significant, $27,000 per every showing of the film on average across the United States of America. In other words, lots of full houses and lots of people saying, you mean they're sold out for that showing and I have to buy tickets for the next one? And they did, and they did, and they did, and they did, and they did. And by the way, for our listeners who may not remember, but they're thinking, wait a minute, didn't we just have a Spider-Man movie or two? This is actually the third Spider-Man reboot in 15 years.
Yeah.
So lest we thought we didn't need one, Hollywood thought we did, and apparently people responded very, very well. So
they did a great job with this,
Bob. From a financial point of view, Hollywood was right.
Yeah, they did a great job in rebooting this. I mean, here it is, a different kind of approach altogether. I know it was risky. Some of them wondering, okay, what are we going to do? And they decided, okay, let's hook up with Marvel and work this thing out, and wow, the audiences went crazy. They gave it, according to CinemaScore, an A, solid A.
Yeah, it was Robert Downey Jr. playing his Iron Man character. You pull in the whole Avengers-loving crowd, and then you pull in the Spider-Man crowd, and the fact that Tobey Maguire's was 15 years ago, roughly. Mm-hmm. You've also basically got parents now who saw it when they were 16, 17, 18, or now parents that just think, oh, I can't wait to go. And, you know, overall, Bill, it was a pretty decent movie. Now, we gave it a 3, which you'd say, well, wouldn't it be a little higher if you're kind of gushing about it? Well, yeah, but I have to also say there are a few things we didn't like. I mean, you didn't get the "with great power comes great responsibility" line that you got the first time around, but you get that vibe still. Peter's still a nerdy guy. He's 15 years old. He's in high school. He's got a crush. He's trying to figure out how to navigate high school. So you bring in that whole high school crowd of all people can relate and say, I'm trying to figure out how to navigate high school. But at the same time, he's trying to do the right thing. But he's been an intern for of Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr.'s character, Tony Stark. So you know that he's basically saying, look, guys, I'll come in and help and be in on the Avengers anytime you need me. And, of course, they're not calling him. He keeps calling them. Yeah. It's a one-sided call. Hey, guys, I'm ready to help you. But in the meantime, he rescues cats from trees. He gives directions to little old ladies. And when he sees some bad guys robbing an ATM with some kind of high-tech weaponry, he takes them on, too.
Exactly.
And And he's this time around, he's also got a suit made by the Iron Man that helps him. So, yes, he's been bitten by a spider, but, yes, he's also got this suit that's helping him. So he's got the two things going on that's helping him be the superhero that he wants to be and that he comes to be by the end of the film, especially. He kind of grows into his own shoes.
Exactly. Well, that suit had training wheels initially, so it kind of kept him in as the neighborhood Spider-Boy, Spider-Man. And, you know, I like the churro reference, you know, that he got a churro for helping the lady out. So that's
good. What didn't I just need to point out a couple things, a little bit of language. There's also, one of Peter's friends is in the computer lab, late at night helping Peter when a teacher comes by and says, what are you doing in here? And instead of saying the truth, he lies and says, I've been looking at porn. Now, that kind of excuses him, like, oh, okay, well, what other thing is a high school boy supposed to do? Except in my mind, it's like it sends absolutely the wrong message that somehow that's okay. And that would actually be lying about being looking at porn would be better than saying I'm helping someone do the right thing to help people. You know,
yeah. It's all this relativism stuff. You know, it's all relative, right?
Yeah.
And the thing that stopped me too was that here it is. I thought, you get a movie, it's halfway done, and then the last sentence in the movie is like, really? You had to throw that in.
And I was going
to
say that as well.
Okay.
There, that sentence, and I'm not even going to repeat it on the air, but it has a sexual connotation. And then there was several other sentences related to that that just kind of dug the hole deeper. So there were, you know, that was. It was one of those things. Is it so bad that, you know, I can't say don't go? No. But it's still, it's just one more reminder that Hollywood, even when they do things basically right, still like to throw in enough stuff to just make you roll your eyes and go, come on, you guys could be much, much better if you just tried.
Yeah, it can be better, you know, more creative. You know, I think about it, you know, when we were growing up, Bob, and I sound like my dad, I guess, sometimes. You know, you always go back and it's deja vu, and you're thinking about the real, you know, the comedians and entertainers like the Bob Hopes and the Red Skeletons and, you know, the long list of artists that didn't have to, you know, go down. Was there an innuendo? Yeah, once in a while, but it was straight up comedy and it was straight up entertainment. Now it's just like, you get into this cheap humor and all this stuff, and it's just like, okay, so now what does this allow the producer and director to go to the Hollywood cocktail parties and say, hey, I'm still cool. I didn't totally sell out here.
Yeah. 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 You wonder sometimes, absolutely wonder, you know,
right.
Because traditionally in the last decade, I have the list of the most top grossing films right here by my computer. Mm-hmm. And, yes, there are some R-rated films on the list in the top 10 year, in the last 10 years in the top 10. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, and I haven't done the math, but I'd say it's like 95% of the films are PG-13s, PGs, mm-hmm. and an occasional G on the list. Mm-hmm. So you see where most of the money is generated is on the more family-friendly fare. So Hollywood really doesn't have to push the envelope. They somehow like to. I think you're right. It's that cocktail party kind of, hey, yeah, I got that in. They do it more for their peers than for the audience. But anyways.
Yeah.
Hey, number two at the box office, it's the second week, and it's Despicable Me 3.
Mm-hmm.
The film has now gone on to make $150 million in just 2 weeks, making $34 million over the last weekend. And for families who are listening, who are just kind of wanting something that they might be able to take their kids to, especially if they've seen the other ones, Despicable 1, Despicable, they've been pretty family friendly. Now, yes, you've got your obligatory, passing gas jokes that come.
Well, they're minions. Minions are loaded with gas. That's the deal.
That's what they are. But this time we learned that Gru, who's been the villain in the very first one who came around to be a non-villain, has got a twin brother he didn't know he had. But this twin brother wants to be dastardly and villainy and wants his brother to teach him the fine art of being a villain. And he's like, I don't want to go there anymore. But just when it looks like he might be going there, you start to realize he's got another agenda in mind, and it's a good agenda. His brother doesn't know that agenda. But they're gonna become better brothers by the end. The minions sell out and decide they don't want anything to do with Gru. They want a villainy guy as well. But by the end, they come around as well. And it's just one happy big family and the girls that he's adopted and his wife. And it's a good. There's a lot of good message in Despicable Me 3. Doesn't say it's perfect, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, we could only hope the minions would turn to Jesus at some point, huh? Just for fun. Could that happen?
Just quit liking bananas. And
maybe four or five or something. I don't know. You know,
who knows?
Hey, they've had all this fun. I mean, this one here globally, Bob, I mean, people are counting the shekels. 300 million globally. I mean, what a franchise this has turned into.
Well, and Spider-Man is probably getting close to that already.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman certainly, even in the U.S., is close
exactly.
to 400 million. If you take the worldwide, and I haven't heard, but they must be 700
exactly.
million or so.
Well,
we've
got to call it a wrap here
right
now, Bob.
We've
got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.